Multiple people were killed in a flurry of violent encounters over the weekend, including in Atlantic Beach early Sunday, where a man was found dead of a gunshot wound on Orchid Street. Active investigations underway throughout the metro community this morning. Salman Rushdie is on the road to recovery days after the author of the Satanic Verses suffered serious injuries in that stabbing at a lecture in New York on Friday. Rushdie was removed from a ventilator Saturday and was able to talk. It is going to be a busy rush back this morning, taking on a whole different feel for many families. Summer is over and every local community now heading back. Duval County Public Schools are back from summer break. Live team coverage takes us to First Coast High School and CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax's Kennedy Dendy. I'm guessing very busy there as the bell's ringing.
That's right. Those buses are rolling in. Parents are dropping off their kids. A lot of activity. I mean, it's the first day back to school. Exciting, but also some nervous feelings, I'm sure.
And security is certainly going to be top of mind for Duval schools. How are they handling any newness this year versus other years in the past?
Yeah, so every DCPS school has an armed police officer or a safe school officer. But that's not all. They're also required to do monthly lockdown active shooter and emergency drills. And they're also expanding how many cameras. I mean, 18,000 cameras at high schools and thousands more at middle and elementary, so they can watch everything that's going on through a live feed.
And with a district as large as Duval Public, with anywhere between 107 and 120,000 kids, I know threats happen almost every week. How did the district handle that last year? Did they notice an uptick in threats that were reported?
That's right, and so we're actually just looking into that right now. I mean, there is an app that every teacher has to report to try to curb those threats. They said last year there were 108 threats made against DCPS schools last school year. And so they're hoping that people will remember to report that. Every teacher has to download that app so they can hopefully curb some of those, that violence and the threats.
Indeed, CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax's Kennedy Dendy, live from First Coast High School. Transportation contractors that are used by the district, meantime, say they're in need of workers. They stopped short of saying how many positions are open, but certainly going to be seeing some shortages of bus drivers as well as everyone heads back to class. Kennedy, thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.